This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Oh, this makes me think I'm getting off work. That's the problem. Nothing like sitting out over a vista in the hill country. The fire burning in the fall. Moon rising. Jets coming in for a landing 30 miles away.
You know they are a liar.
Driving down the freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
Take that rotation. I like that song too much. I just can't turn it off.
Cops in cars, the tablet bars. Never saw a woman
so alone.
So alone.
So I'm the Redstone and Hillary Clinton and all you other bubble of crones. You're so alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So dishonored.
Motel party.
Down there. Master songwriter. Get your mozo rising. All right, let's get serious here because I got a loaded guest coming up. I mean, we are loaded for bear today. What happened is I came in here, I watched a lot of news, did a lot of research this morning, and I came in and went back to the news, and it was just such a compendium of incredible stuff. I kind of overheated. My head was actually spinning a lot last hour. It's just each stack just totally shows you what's going on. Just a whole stack of them robbing pension funds, robbing little kids, robbing hospitals, robbing foundations, just stealing and scamming and just fracking while they run around trying to shut down all the clean energy. And just bozo leftists everywhere that want Bernie Madoff. 9 out of 10 Californians want Bernie Madoff as the VP running mate of Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't get pleasure off how dumb they are, but we've got to be able to defeat armies of drooling zombies, even if just 20% of us and stuff know how to tie our shoes or wipe our hind ends. I mean, we're not on power trips. We just are, you know, we know we're alive, we're conscious, we understand humanity's history, we know where we're going, and we're not going to be ruled by a bunch of psychopaths and armies of drooling idiots. I just know we're going to defeat you. I know it. It's going to be a rough haul, and it's not going to be, you know, won or lost with Trump. It's just a symbol, a gauge, an indices, an indicator, a radar image. I just think about the hundreds of millions of Chinese that live in total slave conditions. And I think of the billions of people just living in nightmare existence. But so many of them are even happy compared to the richest trendy in the West with their distorted, twisted worldviews. But I think about the well-meaning, dumbed-down liberal that really does want to help people and really does buy into all this guilt trip. I mean, if we could just get them to have a few original thoughts, like fire, it would spread in their minds, and they would become awakened, illuminated. I don't mean that in the Illuminati term. They're a counterfeit of that, but illuminated, enlightened. And because once that happens, it's a chain reaction. And all they need is someone reaching out to them and actually lovingly trying to wake them up. And we won't get to all of them, and we won't save all of them, but you can get to some of these people, and it's our job to try to see them as humans and not just laugh at them. And Lord knows I laugh at them, but it's like a sad laugh because they are so dangerous. And their controllers, like Rachel Maddow, that knows that, you know, he is preying on those people is so horrible. They get off on lying to their audience, and that's what I can't stand. Glenn Beck uses the exact same tactics as the left. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a guest that got censored by Facebook that Glenn Beck says doesn't exist.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Former Clinton handler and insider will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Larry Nichols is battling lung cancer. He's so sick he can't even be on video Skype with us. Everybody should pray for him. He's really fighting to stay alive, at least through the campaign, and this is serious. He's the big source for Inquirer next week on the newest Vince Foster police reports, documents, and things that no one's had the courage to even publicly put out. Last time he was on, breaking down the Supreme Court justice and the fact that he was probably killed. He actually had Homeland Security there coming into his parking lot, pulling out. The police came, and they told the police, go to hell. And that's how serious this is. So this is very dangerous stuff we're going to be breaking down coming up at the bottom of the hour. He told us last week, watch, you know, you'll see next week Vince Foster and Trump talking about it. And, of course, that happened. And he talks to Supreme Court Justice and others. So this is very serious information. He's the original source on Whitewater, on Vince Foster, on the murder, and the rest of it. Then Roger Stone. This is on the cover of the New York Times today, dealing with the fact that they've sussed out the fact that he's the main political brain working with Trump. Of course, his business partner is quarterbacking, making sure that they don't steal the delegates. They've been successful so far on that front. So a lot of big news with Stone joining us. I'll just stop there and let him tell you as much as he can. But he was the most excited I've ever heard him. Had a long conversation with him this morning. He just got off the phone with Trump. Now, what's front and center for us to understand is we're winning the information war as classical constitutionalists, classical liberals, patriots. You can call us right-wingers, whatever, but really we're for lower taxes, national sovereignty, family rights, tolerant of religion, tolerant of people's lifestyles, whatever. Just don't try to run our lives. And Zuckerberg in the last year has met three times with the communist Chinese top censors. That's on record. He told a few months ago on a panel in Germany, German Chancellor Merkel, that he would censor people for her and was getting a handle on. We played that clip. Facebook's hired former Stasi members. This is mainstream news to go after, and then they call the police and they come arrest people that criticize open borders. France is arresting the main presidential front runner and has indicted her, Marie Le Pen, for saying this radical Muslim invasion is as dangerous as the Nazi invasion. So censorship is happening all over the world. They're reading from the same script. They're moving. The collectivists are moving. The authoritarians are moving. And a lady who I've seen Paul Watson interview many times, we featured her videos, Drudge is linked to them. But she's amazing. I'd love to get her as a freelance reporter for us. I just got so busy, I've never reached out to her, but we're doing it now. She was censored last week, and she has the screenshots that are up on InfoWars.com. Facebook bans conservative for complaining about censorship. And they said, we removed something you posted and basically suspended her and said, if you keep doing this, we're going to get rid of you. This has happened to us. We've got screenshots over the years. Memes of about Benghazi and Navy SEALs getting killed. She showed their pictures, no blood, no nothing, and say, she lied, they died. They suspended us for 3 days. So even the Washington Post is out today saying Chinese-style censorship is dangerous because it worked and it's here. Now, Glenn Beck comes out and said, Glenn Beck blasts conservative critics as progressives on the right, Breitbart, and says it's not happening, and we just don't know how Facebook works. Even as Facebook admits that their own employees did it, but claim they were rogues. So they're admitting they're doing it, but he says it's not happening. Boy, what a friend. What a friend. I mean, Zuckerberg admits it's going on. He says it's not. This is just an incredible betrayal. Now, going to Lauren Southern of TheRebel.media. Lauren Southern is a contributor to TheRebel.media from Vancouver, B.C. She's a second-year student studying political sciences, maybe an old bio, at the University of Fraser Valley, who is well-known for being very opinionated. And it just goes on from there. Her videos have got millions of views. She just goes out and nicely talks to liberals and social justice warriors, and they flip out. They absolutely flip out. And now, I guess she's going to be silenced, and the Canadian government saying they're going to arrest you if you say transgenderism doesn't exist. Well, whether you believe it or not, I should be able to say the moon's made of cheese if I want. So real tyranny's here. It's not coming. As Matt Drudge was warned last year by a Supreme Court justice at dinner, he came here to warn us. He's reposted that interview at DrudgeReport.com. So this is happening. Nightfall is here on Western liberty unless we rise to the challenge and get more vocal and take action. So she's here to tell us what happened to her, her views on all this, and how she thinks we fight back against this. I think we all speak out more. I think we produce more information. I think we file lawsuits. I think we get aggressive because this is serious. Lauren Southern, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Wow. So, I mean, break this story down for us and your view on it.
Right. So I had a friend of mine post on Facebook that Donald Trump doesn't hate Muslims. He just wants to defend the country from ISIS. There was nothing lewd about the comment. It was purely his political opinion. And it was removed by Facebook, and he was issued a ban. So I took that post. He sent me a screenshot on Skype, and I shared it on my Facebook and said that it's absolutely disgusting what Facebook is doing to conservatives, and they need to stop. And not only a couple minutes later, or maybe an hour later, I go check my Facebook, and it does the whole, you've been logged out of your account. That's always the note that you get when you're in crap with Zuckerberg. And then you log back in, and it tells you what you did wrong. I've been banned a few times now.
But now it's 30 days. I guess next is going to be forever.
I know. They will remove your account next time, which is kind of scary because I have 30,000 followers on there that I try to show my political opinions to. But they removed my post for complaining about Facebook censoring conservatives. And
is this not total 1984? They admit they're doing it. It's happening. There's a Senate investigation. You talk about it, and then they remove it and say it doesn't exist. I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely incredible. And you know what? I've been banned before for posts that should not have been banned, and I could not contact Facebook to get my account back and just had to wait a week. If I had not been, if InfoWars had not reported on this, if Drudge Report had not reported on this, Facebook wouldn't have given a crap. They would have left me banned, and my account may have disappeared by now. But they wanted to save face. They wanted to save face, so they contacted my personal email and said that this was caused by human error. Now, everyone knows the moderators. When you flag a post on Facebook, the moderator has to look at it and decide, does this fit our community standards? And that moderator looked at that post twice, because he first banned the first one that was removed, and then looked at the second one where I was complaining about it being removed, and banned that one as well. That wasn't just an accident. That was on purpose. And Facebook knows it. They've come out and finally admitted it. And yet you still have establishment people like Glenn Beck coming out and saying, this isn't happening. I don't know why he's saying that. It's very strange. Maybe it's because it's majority Trump supporters that are being banned. I don't know, but it's definitely happening, and it's very scary. You have 60% of millennials get the majority of their news from Facebook and that trending timeline. How much damage is this doing that they're not getting both sides of the story?
You're right, and they're panicking. I'll tell you why. They're moving into authoritarianism. Even the Washington Post says, we're in danger now. This is out of control. And everybody's really got to have a gut check here, because you're so-called liberals. You shouldn't be against other people's free speech. This is outrageous. This is dangerous. If they can censor Laura Southern or Alex Jones or Matt Drudge, who they admit they had orders to just block everything Drudge, which is just news, they can block everybody next. I mean, Obama has persecuted whistleblowers in the media more than all presidents combined. We're in danger, folks. Europe is arresting people for mild speech. Come on, let's not go down this rat hole. But Beck knows the censorship's coming, and he wants to be the token conservative, the Judas goat, to lead people into the future and to say everything's okay. Authoritarians always do this. In China, they have an authorized church. They have authorized conservatives there. Anybody else gets executed or imprisoned. I mean, this is very dangerous. He wants the position of Judas Iscariot in this new system, and that's why he's so dangerous.
Well, yeah, you heard Tucker Carlson talk about it. He said it was the most disgusting thing he had ever seen, the way that Glenn was sucking up to Zuckerberg. And, I mean, I didn't think...
He said he wants to be a manservant, a manservant.
Yeah, yeah, it's just... That's very scary to see. And you know what? Beck and other establishment conservatives may think this isn't happening because at the moment, Facebook can't really censor pages that have millions and millions of followers because people will notice, right? But what's happening is, although this photo op apology tour occurred, at the base level, everyday Facebook users just saw a photo op. They didn't see anything change in their day-to-day life. My friends, I had my followers on Facebook send me things that they had been banned and censored for, and almost all of them had something that they had been
banned and censored for.
Absolutely,
and there's the answer. Let's talk about solutions. I think everybody should send you, Drudge, myself, everybody, we should make this a big news story, which we've already done. It's been Drudge and InfoWars and others that have forced this debate out there, because we know the censorship was intensifying. We've been beating the drum for 6 months. Everybody, send your screenshots. Send what they told you to us, even if it was 6 months ago, a year ago. We're going to create whole histories and do what the Senate probably isn't really doing and show the court of public opinion. No, this is organized censorship for good, wholesome Americana ideas. When the kill... last time I checked, it's been up there for 3 months. The Kill Donald Trump page, organizing his assassination with tens of thousands of likes, is still on Facebook. So we've got to all stand up against this, speak out against it, and not let them normalize it. What else, Lauren, do you think we should do to help resist this and respond to this?
Well, yeah, first of all, exposing it, that was the solution to getting my account back, was exposing it and embarrassing Facebook, because they are embarrassed, because restricting free speech is something embarrassing to do. So they are being subversive about it and sneaky about it. And when you have, like you said, they've got a page that says Mary should have aborted Jesus up right now, and they'll ban anti-Mohammed pages. This is clear hypocrisy that needs to be exposed. The other thing that I've been doing is I just had Syrian Girl talked to me recently, and she's banned for 30 days for posting an anti-ISIS joke on Facebook, and she lost her account for 30 days. And I gave her the email of the woman who apologized to me and told her to email this woman and say, give me my account back because I was wrongly banned. I think I might just publicly publish this woman's email so that everyone who is banned can email her. We need to fight back. We need to not take this anymore because it is going to get worse if we don't.
Exactly. They're trying to create a normalcy bias so that we just think it's normal that there's mobile execution vans in China in every major city killing up to 20 people a day and selling their organs. I mean, that's been real news for 20 years. It's just no big deal now. Well, they want to normalize that, oh, yeah, you were against Benghazi. You sent a Washington Post link out. We don't want that spreading. We're going to kill it. You know, it's the credible stuff they don't like. When somebody does a good job at the New York Times and then drudge links to it, that's what they're killing. We have lists of the stuff they've killed. They're really scared, not even so much of Alex Jones or Laura Southern. They're scared of journalists finally bucking the system, getting stuff out there, and then the whole facade collapses. They've now reached their Ceausescu Romanian, you know, moment when the dictator has no clothes. When the Associated Press does their biggest poll ever of educated readers, and 6% trust the mainstream media. I mean, so they know they've already collapsed. They just want to keep the facade up so the public doesn't figure that that's happened yet, so we all still feel like we're alone. Well, if everything InfoWars puts out ends up being number one on Google, like it used to be for years. I mean, they changed their algorithm to block our Google bomb, where we would tell people, go put this in a search engine, we'd make it the top. Well, that's people power. That's not rigging the system. It's a lot fairer than what they do, just having, you know, orders come down, hey, make this the top trend, and then folks don't even know they got paid, you know, $20, $30 million for 2 days to make, say, a type of tennis shoe, which I know happened from insiders. This is how they make their money. The trend. They're creating a fake culture. They're making money out of it and screwing over the free market economy, not telling people it's advertising. Now they're coming for our speech itself and our political ideas because we are the zeitgeist. We are the future. We are liberty. What's your view on that? I've lost her audio. Do we have Lauren's audio? It died. Well, we've had a lot of Skype issues lately. We have the most expensive, fancy Skype system and regular Skype system as well. We go on backups, and we were starting to go more and more to phone backup when folks are on with us via Skype. But we will try to get her back on because this is such an exciting time to be alive. This is such an amazing time. Have her go to telephone. I don't want to. She can stay on
hello,
video.
Hello?
Good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. You heard my rant. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The day I'll start trusting Facebook again is when we see Facebook censorship at the top of the trending section. But we won't because these companies are only hiring young liberals. They're so obsessed with diversity of gender, with diversity of race. What about diversity of thought? Why not hire some conservatives to be moderators? Why not hire some libertarians to work on what's trending? But no, you've got only liberals and they've got a culture created there. And yeah, no, I agree with you that they want us to shut up. And it's these young millennials that are working there. It's obviously the establishment that have influenced them and are continuing to influence them.
Sure. Facebook admitted that they made Black Lives Matter a horrible organization funded by George Soros to create destabilization, not to reform police. They made that the trend. And what you said is so important. The Nazis at Nuremberg, as you know, claimed, oh, low-level Nazis killed people in mass and had death camps and slave labor. We didn't know. And then low-level said we were just following orders. The truth is they hire these people. They have their bio. They have their algorithm. They have their posts from Facebook. They know that they want to censor people and are social justice warriors. They're teaching on colleges that censorship is good and, you know, ban costume parties. These are horrible authoritarians. And then they put them in there and claim, oh, we didn't know they were doing this. I mean, that is exactly what the Maoists did with their youth brigades.
Well, they're saying they're rogue and that this is human error. Well, the error is only happening to one side of the political spectrum. These errors are only happening to conservatives. What I would like Facebook to say or admit is, have they fired a single person that has been rogue banning conservatives? I bet the answer is no, they haven't. They are just going to go on their apology tour and continue doing what they are doing well and hoping that the press shuts up about it. But I know you won't. I know I'm hoping that other media stations won't. I won't shut up about it. So they got a fight coming for them if they think that they can keep doing this.
Absolutely. And Trump should start doing Facebook mentions himself every day, it'll be number one to see if they'll censor him and make it all about the censorship. Because here's the good news. I've always said resistance is victory, a military term that I coined. And it's simple. If you just keep resisting, it doesn't matter. The invader will finally fall. History shows that. Resistance is victory. You get stronger. You get smarter. You never give up. You never buy the propaganda. The more they censor, the more they show how desperate they are. We just have to not get worn out by it and realize 6 months ago we knew this was going on. They said it isn't happening. We force it out in the open. It's a victory. It's a victory. So thank God you didn't just roll over and start self-censoring, hoping you could keep your Facebook and you know, tone yourself down, which is pretty, you know, well, you know, good reporting. Yeah. I mean, the stuff you do is absolutely, you know, pro-freedom, very well done, just good reporting, very entertaining. I mean, how dare them try to censor you, but they leave up stuff about killing Donald Trump.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. They started with trying to embarrass us. They started with trying to embarrass us by saying we were making conspiracies. They tried to embarrass us by saying we were faking. I had liberals tweeting me saying that I was tending to banned. And now we just keep coming out and finding that we are right about it. Every single thing. People were saying months ago that the trending section was being manipulated and Facebook wouldn't admit it. It took an ex-employee to come out and leak it. People were saying the moderators were biased and Facebook wouldn't admit it. They were calling us conspiracy theorists, saying we were crazy. And then we found out they've got rogue employees. So they're going to try to embarrass us. They're going [S2] Wow. [S1] To try and wear us out. And I mean, you're going to deal with a lot of that in life when you're speaking the truth is radical today, where everything is lies. So you're going to have to deal with a lot of that today.
Laura, you're amazing. I would love it whenever you are. I mean, I would love to have you if you want to come do some reporting for us at the DNC or RNC and work with Leanne McAdoo and the rest of the crew. I'm serious, because we're about to hire more reporters, and I'd like, even if they're freelance or, you know, work for us four or five times a year for certain projects, go to Bilderberg, go to Davos, cover stuff for us, because you're smart, you know what's going on, you're tenacious, but you're also a lady, and so I hope you'll be working with InfoWars more in the future, because I want to stand together. But what you just said is so paramount. In the 1984 system, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's why they're coming after you. That's why they're trying to shut you up. And we just have to understand that they call us conspiracy theorists. They would have urban warfare drills in the towns I lived in. It'd be in the local paper. I'd cover it on syndicated radio. And they'd have major papers say it didn't happen. I was a conspiracy theorist when it was in the local paper and I had video. So exactly. Now you're experiencing it. You're being censored. And they say you're a conspiracy theorist. Again, folks, I'm talking over because her Skype has been going out. We're going to get her back up to say bye. But it is just such an amazing time to be alive. It's the animating contest of liberty. She didn't shut up. She didn't back off. Most people do. And I've had folks in Facebook say, hey, be nice. We'll let you be successful. And I go, is that from Facebook? They're kind of like, yeah, would you like to be able to go meet with Facebook? See, quite frankly, it's kind of like, there's a meeting in New York. You want to go? That happened this week. But that's private, and I'm not going to go there. The point is that if I say something's in confidence, I don't go there. But believe me, I could be right where Glenn Beck is and more. Okay? They want to get me in the fold. I'm not doing it. Okay? I'm not stupid. I don't want to preside over the death of the frickin' First Amendment. Excuse me. Lauren Southern, you are amazing. The final thing I want to say and give you the floor here is, thanks for letting me talk over. I get so excited. The Rebel.media. The number one thing is what Matt Drudge says. He's probably saying this right now. And that he reposted his interview with us up there saying it. Get away from Facebook. Use it to point at yourself. Use it to point out that we know we won't have it forever. Use it to expose it, but we need to promote our own media, our own outfits, our own system, and folks need to value it or we're going to lose it. Where else can people follow you?
They can follow me at my Twitter, @Lauren_Southern, my Facebook page. If you just look up my name, you'll find it. And, of course, the Rebel Media, which we're trying to emulate independent media in Canada like there is in the States with yourself and Breitbart and other independent media sources. Thank you so much for having me on, Alex.
You bet. I am just so excited by the victories we're having. I mean, I think we're having major victories forcing this out in the open. Do you think Facebook's going to back off or just continue this, Lauren?
I think they'll continue it as long as they are allowed to. I think they will continue it until they hope we give up. But like you said, we won't, and it's all about resistance.
All right. Well, great job, Lauren Southern. We really appreciate your work. God bless you. All right. We're going to be back with the consummate Clinton insider who predicted the Vince Foster stuff was coming out this week and more coming out next week, Larry Nichols. And notice, I promote Breitbart. I promote WorldNet Daily, Daily Caller, everybody. We're all in this together for free speech. I'd support Michael Moore if they were censoring him. I mean, it's all about free speech, folks. Come on.
We're
it's America.
On the,
the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification. Support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself to you.
Monday through Friday,
and I'm super bad.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 4 hours, we're here live.
I'm loving.
And back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, as well as Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I tell you, talk about pearls before swine. We are not just throwing out garbage here, and I know most of our audience are amazing people, and they appreciate it. But I tell you, Somebody like Roger Stone coming on next hour knows what he's talking about, and he's not giving you baloney. And somebody like Larry Nichols, he said last week, you go, watch, next 2 weeks, you're going to see the Vince Foster information. You're going to see new information. The whole Secret Service report, not just the one that one page got put out in the media. We're going to be putting that on screen here in a few minutes with Larry Nichols. But Trump is coming out on the Vince Foster murder. Drudge is linking to it. It has got the system scared. He's talking about rape, as you know, putting out campaign ads about Juanita Broderick and others. We're replaying some of those this hour. This is important. Before I go any further, we're talking about censorship. We're in an information war. The Internet is the fastest place to reach the most people, and you should do it on comment boards, on major newspaper sites. You should do it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google. You should just be every day doing something. The biggest thing to stop their censorship is to use your free speech, use these platforms, and never let them start ratcheting it down like the communist Chinese have done. They've been controlling it from the beginning. That's how they've been successful. Somewhat. As the Washington Post reports, they're not going to do it here. They're not going to win because we're not going to let them. Same thing in Europe. They steal elections, just get even more hardcore in Austria. They try to shut down your free speech, more people get in the streets. They've had to back off. And it's the same thing here. Everybody's got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Hillary for President t-shirt. We've got three different designs up there. Or Molon Lambe, or come and take it. To meet other patriots. To go out to rallies and show the solidarity. And to exercise free speech and to get used to doing it. To get out of your comfort zone and make it comfortable to be engaged until you become addicted. Until there's not even any fear. Now there's only the fiery addiction of telling the truth and taking on the enemy. So I'm telling you, the fear of you have it, the trepidation, some of you maybe, and I get it. It goes away the more you take action. And a lot of you great activists, hey, you're the people that care about freedom. Redouble your efforts. Start organizations. Become an even bigger leader. Take action. This is the season of awakening. They want to bring in a collectivist revolution because they know there is a revolution of restoration, an awakening happening. This is the empire, the globalist striking back. Also, we're going to end this special this weekend. One of the biggest specials we've ever done on Survival Shield Nation I9X2. 20% off. Folks, go watch the informational videos. Read about it. Not just the thyroid, but other glands are starving for the good halogen that they used to metabolically produce hormones and other things your body needs. This is true juice of the body. This is the oil the body needs instead of the bad halogens, the fluoride, the bromine, the chlorine, and all the others that our bodies are hammered with. This blocks them. This fills the glands. This helps push the others out of the body. It's amazing. Consult a physician before you take it. It's generally seen as safe. But the point is that some people might have other issues. Talk to your physician because this is serious. This is Mother Nature's medicine, and it's amazing. Survival Shield Nation I9X2 helping fund the operation, so it's a total win. We have the vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, all of it together in one product. Totally natural, totally delicious, and just gives you the minerals you need so you can actually absorb them and the vitamins. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceutical vitamin supplement section. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella shopping cart. It's the big store. InfoWarsLife.com is the aisle. If you want to go directly to the Made in America apparel aisle at InfoWarsStore.com, go to Made in 1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the big nav bar, whether it's organic, non-GMO coffee, organic, non-GMO seeds, the lowest price, super high quality, high spectrum, biggest selection, whether it's the best water filters that cut out the glyphosates and all the other poisons and fluoride and garbage. You're crazy, in my view, if you're not using a ProPure or an AlexaPure system and the shower filters that we sell. They're the best and they're the lowest price. I mean, we really give you dynamite deals. And I talk to my accountants and folks, and they go, you might not want to discount stuff so much. You might not want to be beating Amazon on a lot of stuff and just have the appeal to your audience, buy from us to support us. And I just can't help myself. A lot of our stuff's lower than Amazon. A lot of stuff on Amazon is, as they admit, is kind of faulty, or other third-party sellers are selling it. You know, there's a lot of issues there. We sell stuff on Amazon too, but we try to sell you the very best, newest, high-quality, storable foods, lowest prices, super high quality, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the aisle that has the storable foods. But InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And we are funded directly by you. We just go right around the advertisement so we can't be controlled. I'm going to bring some advertisement back just because I need to sustain things. The economy's falling apart, and I can see ahead that I need to capitalize. I need more money. I need more fuel. I need more people. I need to not contract. I need to expand. And I am looking. We've grown some and having to contract a little bit. I don't start plugging 2 or 3 times an hour. What I do is I plug maybe once every hour or two, and I do like a 5-minute plug. I need to do a couple little short ones an hour. I need you to support us. I want to thank you for supporting us. We got stuff you really need. When you shop with the good guys, it funds the tip of the spear. Everybody says it's the tip of the spear. Baby, we're it. And I don't particularly like that, by the way, but it's my duty, and I'm going to do it. I'm in so deep, there's no turning back. It's actually a liberating feeling. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Larry Nichols is former Green Beret, Special Ops, working for the CIA, you name it, obviously. He's not supposed to get into all that. And then went to basically interface with the Dixie Mafia that runs the South. The Dixie Mafia is the shadow government. It's mainly Democrats. Democrats here in town are Dixie Mafia. But, they run the show. And then when the Clinton started killing kids and stuff, he said, look, I'm not going to be part of killing 13-year-old kids to see drug shipments. We're not doing it. There's no reason to kill those kids. And so he went out against him, and the rest is history. And most folks don't know who he is because it's been 20 years since the whole Clinton thing. It's good that Trump's bringing all this back up. And Nichols told us here on the show, what day was Nichols on? He told us last week that this would be coming out in the next 2 weeks. Well, it has come out. Trump and the Washington Post, everywhere else, saying, hey, Vince Foster, very mysterious, needs to be investigated. He's talking about the rapes. All of it is happening. And Nichols says more is about to come out. Here to drop that bombshell is Larry Nichols, a man who has incredible courage, and he took photos of the black government SUV pulling up in his yard, pulling out in the rural area, and then the cops came and told him, what are they doing? And they said, we're feds, Homeland Security, you can't get out of here. They wanted our viewers and everybody else to know, we're on you, when we were talking about the Supreme Court Justice Scalia. I mean, this is a very serious time, folks. The enemy's moving, censorship is moving. I've never seen such movement, and it gives me goosebumps, but not a fear. I'm actually just exhilarated, though. I mean, I feel like the fight's here now. I feel crazed, quite frankly. God bless you, my friend. I hope you're doing okay. I know you can't even be on video Skype with us, but we're praying for you. Nichols Live at AOL.com is your PayPal. Folks need to support you. I know you're battling cancer, my friend, and but we'll talk about that at the end of the interview. Thank you, Mr. Nichols, for coming on.
You bet, Alex, and thank you, buddy. And let me say, I know we need to talk about Foster, but folks, you better be prepared. You better be prepared because we are at the beginning of the beginning of the end of this silent coup. Alex, it's now or never. We're going to come out of this either the nation we were or the nation we never wanted to be. But it's now, and it's on us. And people have got to use you. I hate to say it that way, but they've got to use InfoWars as a medium. You know, I respect more than you can know because, you know, I understand the little talk show world. But I respect you for bringing people from other media sources in without being jealous. You know, folks, this is no time for everybody to divide up and this group go their way, this group. Look. We've got to communicate and get the word out. And I would tell everybody, get on Alex's email list. You will learn very soon why that's important. You will learn. It's coming. I'm sorry, Alex. I didn't mean to blurt in.
You've got the floor. I mean, let's get into all of it.
Well, all right, let's get into all of it. Let me tell you something. You see, today, Trump brings out Vince Foster. And here we go. Here we go. Here they go. Anybody that believes Vince Foster's death was suspicious is a nutcase. Well, folks, let me tell you about that. Once Hillary clears the Democratic nomination, then about every week, Alex, I will be right here with you, if you will allow me to, and I will share stuff that nobody has known over these 20 years plus about the death of Vince Foster.
Well, please don't wait. Let's start doing it right now because I don't want a hit squad coming down here.
Well, then let's start with the first thing that ought to make this a bit suspicious. The official story of Foster's death is that he parked his car at Fort Marcy Park, walked some 200 yards in the hot sun on a dirt trail, went to a berm by a cannon, Civil War cannon, sat down and shot himself in the mouth and blew the crown of his skull off. Well, that's the official story. However, Alex has, and I think you're going to put it on the screen, something I came up with, which was the actual Secret Service memo. Now, folks, this is in the House, this is in congressional records. This is there. So when you start talking about us being nutcakes, let's deal with this piece of information right here. When the Park Police notified the Secret Service at the White House of the death of Vincent Foster, this is the actual memo they gave them. Now, what is significant about this memo is it says the body of Vincent Foster was found in his car in the parking lot at Fort Marcy Park. And it went on to describe six-pack bottle of James was in the front seat with him. One he had drank, the others had not been opened yet. It mentioned the fact that the .38 revolver was there in the car with him. It mentioned the fact that the magic briefcase was in the back seat and it was empty. I say the magic briefcase because there it was in the back seat empty. 3 days later, it was supposedly found in his office when they investigated his office and they inspected it. It was empty. And then guess what? We raised so much cane, you'll remember, Alex, you and I and others, about the fact that there was no suicide note, that 3 or 4 days after that, in comes Hillary's people into Foster's office. They refound the briefcase, simply turn it upside down, and out falls the torn-up suicide note. So, yeah, let's start there. When you want to discredit this story as being over, and anybody that has question about it, you're nutcases, right? Well, let's start there. Right out of the chute, did he die on the berm by the cannon, or did he die in his car? Now, Alex, I don't know about you, but I don't believe that's a typo. You know, I could understand with all the...
We've got him cleaning his office out and all of it. I mean, a lot of folks know the story. A lot of our audience is informed. For me, and I want to go back over it, you said this was coming out in the next few weeks. You were correct. I know you have a lot of sources. What else is coming out, and what do you think of Trump? I mean, he's got more and more courage. I got to tell you, I really admire him.
Well, he does. What I worry is Trump. I don't want Trump, as he goes and tries to coalesce the Republican Party around him, I don't want him to buy into all of the junk they're going to try to tell him. Just today, this morning, I saw pundit after pundit from the RNC saying that Trump shouldn't deal with this issue. He needs to deal with the economy. Look, this if you know the Clintons as I do.
The only way to beat him is going after him.
You bet. They're going to come after Trump. They're not. They're going to spend 60 to 70% of their campaign, $1 billion, on trashing Donald Trump.
They want him to lower his defenses.
Yep. Now, if you can be restricted, Donald Trump, from what you can say back about the Clintons, then you're beat.
Let me just tell you, folks are excited. He's going with the advice because it's his own view. The gloves are off.
Well, he needs to keep the gloves off. And I'll tell you something else that's going to come out in the next week. Something's going to come out about the death of Vince Foster having to do with the fact that there was no blood found at the scene. There were his skull, obviously, I don't want to be gross, but anyway, because of the wound, there should have been a bullet and pieces of skull laying at the crime scene, yet they found
sure. His
no
brains
blood.
Weren't blown out there. He'd been moved there.
That's
and we're
right.
going to talk about that. Obviously, Trump's talking to the Inquirer, too. You've been talking to him, so he knows mm-hmm. it's coming out next week. He loves to be shown to be right, so he obviously understands this big expose is coming out, too.
Everything Trump says, I assure you, there will be a collateral story that comes out to support what he says. And it will be true. It will be backed up. And what's neat about this, Alex, people can discredit me. That's fine. Call me in that case. That's fine. What is coming out about Vince Foster are the true relative facts from the investigation, not from me. For example, soon to come out will be the actual autopsy report, Alex. Now, you tell me, how does a man walk 200 yards in 90-plus degree temperature on a dirt trail, get to the site, set down, and let me ask you this, how do you do that and not have one microscopic speck of dust on your shoes, socks, and pants? How?
You roll them up the carpet.
Well, there's the other part. What he did have on his pants were long, shag, multicolored carpet fibers. And that was all over him. Now, the thing that people did not know until your next guest, I believe, is the one that brought it out. I was going to, but I was going to wait, and they went ahead and brought it out. The fact that, guess what, guys? There was another entrance to that part. The big thing has always been, Alex, if they rolled the man up in a carpet from the actual place that he died. Now, let's get this clear, Alex. Please make this very clear about me. I have never said he was murdered. I've never said he killed himself. Whichever way it went, I can't prove. But I can and will prove that they moved the body. All right, you got it? That I can prove.
There's a cover-up going on. So we don't know what it is, but that's good for an open investigation with the death. If they're proven to be lying about the story, it's all opened back up again, and we're on the verge of that. The Clintons thought they would just have their past not looked at, but Donald Trump is willing to do it, and Larry Nichols is willing to do it, and Matt Drudge and the American people and others are willing to do it. We'll be back with Larry Nichols, and Roger Stone's coming on.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We broadcast worldwide. Back 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Roger Stone's coming up at like 5 after. We've got our guest for two more little segments. I appreciate him coming on short notice, Larry Nichols. By the way, Larry had a very successful job in the Arkansas development firm, was doing really great. He left the Clintons, that's on record, and began whistleblowing on them and all these books, and Whitewater came out after it, and everything. And so we owe him a debt of gratitude for that. He's been battling cancer. He doesn't ask for this, but I know that he's been unable to even do the show sometimes. He's been in the hospital, and we've been up there. We've sent him some money. He's basically almost lost everything he's got. It's very important for folks in this 20-plus-year battle with Clintons. If you can, send him a few bucks so he can try to get the best medical care he can to keep getting this info out to the media and hopefully get better. But he just wants to make it through the election. We're praying for him. So we'll put up on screen right now Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington, K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Or the most easy way to do it is nicholslive@AOL.com. There it is, PayPal. All right, going back to Mr. Nichols. Larry, it's a big deal Trump's doing this, obviously. More's coming out on Foster. It's really scaring him. What do you think the Clintons are doing right now? What do you think's going through their mind? Their Facebook censoring's been caught. They're getting caught on so many fronts. Seems like everything they do is turn into horse manure, but still they're in power. What do you expect? What's going on inside their camp right now from all your years of working with them?
They're going into a full damage control mode. You know, there's something going on. Well, first off, let me finish, and I'll let you talk with Roger, your next guest, about it. But there's something that's always been out there that's helped them discredit the story of him being rolled up in carpet, folks. And that is that, you know, nobody could carry a man rolled up in carpet into 200 yards, into the park, and not be seen. Well, guess what? There was another way to get into the park. There was another entrance, and you need to go over that with Roger. Now, what they're doing is they're getting full ready. But there's a story that has come out today that next week, if you will allow me, we'll get into when we have a little more time, and it's about Terry McAuliffe and the money he got from this Wang, this guy, this Chinese guy. Well, they don't want the story that you and I are going to talk about to come out. That's what's scaring them about it. And it has to do with a Chinese guy named Charlie Tree. Charlie Tree was a restaurant owner in Arkansas when Clinton was governor. When Clinton was elected president, he went to Washington with him. He was in, Alex, if you can believe this, on top secret security meetings with the president and his staff. And I caught him going across the street after these meetings to the Stevens Investment Firm office, and he sent faxes to the Chinese government relaying the information that was talked about in these security meetings. Now, Clinton and don't want that coming out. And this whole thing with Wang is going to be the beginning of bringing that out. And I hope Trump's listening because he needs to delve into that. Now, Tree was eventually, because of the work we did to get it known, he was eventually prosecuted to some degree, but it was over $600,000 in campaign contributions from a foreign government.
Sure, and Obama, it was famous C-SPAN footage where he would just have all the Chinese leaders and generals in plain clothes around the table right. And just sell stuff off.
Well, remember, I was in California speaking at an engagement, and there in the hotel was none other than Al Gore meeting with a Chinese general getting an envelope full of money, and I took the picture of it, and it was released. Yeah, this stuff's coming out.
Well, you're an amazing operative. They certainly hate not having you on their side. I know you probably got to go, but Stone didn't come on for 5 minutes. Do 5 more with us if you can. Punch out of your head. Okay, good. We'll be back to talk more about that. People are about to learn about the communist generals, the missile secrets, the MIRV technology. Stay with us. Third hour straight ahead. Roger Stone's popping in, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.